वाहिनून अनित्या तांग तिथि खस भारत. इन द प्रीवियस क्लास इट हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब दैट देहिनस्मि यथा देहि कौमार जुगुलंजन. वी आर ट्रांसमाइग्रेटिंग फ्रॉम वन बॉडी टू अनदर एग्जैक्टली लाइक वी आर पासिंग फ्रॉम ए चाइल्ड body to a boy's body, a boy's body to a youth body. Similarly, we are passing through this body also and accepting another body. Now, the question of distress and happiness. Distress and happiness according to the body. A very rich man is situated little comfortably. The common distress and unhappiness, happiness, that is common. What is that common? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha. To take birth either as a dog or as a king, the distress is the same. There is no difference. Because the dog has to keep itself within the womb of the mother in an airtight condition for so many months. The man, either he is king or anything, he has also undergo that tribulation. There is no excuse. Because you are taking birth in a king's family, it does not mean that to remain compact within the mother's womb, the distress is less. And because he is taking birth in a dog's mother's womb, therefore his is great. No, that is the same. Similarly, at the time of death, the distress at the time of there is great distress. It is so strong that one has to leave this body. Just like when the distress becomes very strong, one commits suicide. He cannot tolerate, finish this body. So nobody wants to leave this body. But the distance is so strong that one is forced to leave this body. That is called death. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that mrityu sarva harascha aham. Krishna says that I am death. And what is meaning of death? Death means I take everything from him. Finish. I take his body, I take his association, I take his country, I take his society, I take his bank balance and everything. Finish. Sarvahara. Sarva means everything. Everyone is trying to accumulate big bank balance and big house, big family, big motor car, yes. But with the death, everything is finished. So that is great distress. Sometimes one cries. You find at the time of death in coma, his eye drops are coming out. He's thinking, I made so many things so nicely to live comfortably, and now I am losing everything. Great distress. I know one friend in Allahabad, he was very rich man. So he was only 54 years old. So he was requesting, crying, doctor, doctor, can you not give me at least 4 years to live? I had a plan, I wanted to finish it. What the doctor can do? It's not possible, sir. You must get out. But these foolish people, they do not know. But we have to tolerate. We have to tolerate. That is advised here, that because you have got this material body, you have to tolerate to live within the mother of, within the womb of the mother, then come out, then I cannot speak. Suppose I am a little baby and some worm is biting me, I cannot say, "Mother," because at time I cannot speak and something is biting on my back, I am crying. A mother is thinking that the child is hungry, giving me. You see how much is. I want something and I am giving something else. This is fair. Why the child is crying? And he is feeling uncomfortable. Then in this way, I grow. Then I do not want to go to school. I am forced to go to school. Yes. At least I was like that. I never wanted to go to school. And my father was very kind. So, you know, all right. Why you are not going to school? I say, I will go tomorrow. All right. But my mother was very careful. Perhaps if my mother would not have been little strict, I would not have gotten any education. My father was very liberal. So she used to force me, one man would take me to school. Actually, children do not want to go to school, they want to play. Against the will of the children, he has to go to school. Then there is examination. Not only going to school, so you study the life from the beginning of this body, within the womb of the mother. It is simply troublesome. Against my will, so many distresses are there. So many distresses are there. Then as you grow, the distress grow. Distress is not diminished. Then janma, then old age, then disease. So long you have got this body, the so-called scientists, they are manufacturing very effective medicine, discovery, new discovery. Teptomycin. So many things. But they cannot stop disease. That is not possible, sir. You can manufacture so many high-class medicine to cure disease. That is not cure, temporary relief. But no scientist had discovered any medicine that you take this medicine and no more disease. That is not possible. You take this medicine, no more death. That is not possible. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they know it very well, that this place is dukkhalayam asasatam. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. It is a place for distress. So long you remain here, but we are so poor, we cannot realize, we accept this life is very pleasant. Let me enjoy it. It is not pleasant at all. Seasonal changes, always. This distress or that distress, this disease or that disease, this uncomfortable, this anxiety. There are three kinds of distresses. Adhyatik, adhibhautik, adhidvaivi. Adhyatik means distress says, pertaining to this body and the mind. And adhidaivik means distresses offered by material nature. All of a sudden there is earthquake, all of a sudden there is famine, there is scarcity of food, There is over rain, no rain, extreme heat, extreme winter, extreme cold. We have to go under these distances, threefold. At least one, two must be there. Still, we do not realize that this place is full of distress because I have got this material body. Therefore, a sane man's duty is how to stop the process of accepting this material body. This is intelligence. He should realize that I am always in distresses. And I am not this body, but I am put into this body. Therefore, right conclusion is that I am not this body. If somehow or other I can live without this body, then my distresses are over. This is common sense. That is possible. Therefore Krishna comes. Therefore God comes to give you the information that you are not this body. You are the soul, spirit soul. And because you are within this body, you are suffering so many distresses. Therefore Krishna advises that these distresses are due to this body. Try to understand why you are feeling pains and pleasure. It is due to the body. Therefore Buddha philosophy is also the same thing, that you finish this body, nirvana. Nirvana. Nirvana means their philosophy is that your feelings of pain and pleasure, it is due to this body. They also accept. Now what is this body? This body is combination of matter. Combination of earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, eight material elements. Five gross and three subtle. This body is made of that. So the Buddha philosophy is that you dismantle this body, nirvana. Just like this house is made of stone, brick, and wood and so on. So you break it, there is no more stone and no more brick. This is distributed to the earth, throw it on the earth, then there is no house. Similarly, if you become zero, no body, then you are free from pains and pleasure. This is their philosophy, Nirvana philosophy, Sunnavadi, make it zero. But that is not possible. That is not possible. You cannot zero. You are, because you are spirit soul, that will be explained. You are eternal. You cannot be zero. That will be explained. Na hannati annamani sarire. That we are giving up this body. But immediately I have to accept another body. Immediately. Then where is your question of dismantling? By nature's way, you will get another body. Because you want to enjoy. You have come here in this material world. And there is no question of asking. Everyone knows that I am in this material world. I must enjoy to the fullest extent. One who is unaware of the fact that I am going to take another life, he is thinking, this is a combination of this matter, earth, water, air, fire. So when it will be broken, then everything will be finished. So long I have got this opportunity, let me enjoy to the fullest extent. This is called material mentality. Atheist who does not know that we are eternal soul, we are changing body only. The atheist thing, the artifact finished here in the Western country, big professor, they are also under the same impression. That when the body is finished, everything is finished. No, that is not. Therefore, that is the beginning of instruction. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumar jovanaja. You are changing different bodies. You will, by finishing the body, you are not finished. You are not finished. We can understand with little thinking that in this body I am, even in this life. At night I get another body. I dream, there is a tiger. I go to the forest and there is a tiger and it is coming to kill me. Then I am crying. And actually I am crying. Or in other ways, I have gone to some beloved man or woman, we are embracing, but the bodily action is going on. Otherwise, why I am crying? And why there is discharge of semina? So, people do not know that I am leaving this gross body, but I am entering into subtle body. Subtle body is there, not question of insight. We are packed up. Just like this body is packed up with heart and coat. So the coat is the gross body and the heart is the subtle body. So when this gross body is resting, the subtle body is working. The subtle body is there. There is a foolish man, they cannot understand that I am compacting some body, either subtle body or gross body. One who is too sinful, very much sinful, he does not get the gross body, he remains in the subtle body and that is called ghost. You have heard, some of you might have seen, there is ghost. Ghost means he doesn't get, he is so sinful that he is condemned to remain in the subtle body. He does not get the gross body. Therefore, according to Vedic system, there is Shraddha ceremony. If the father or relative has not gotten the gross body, by that ceremony he is allowed to accept a gross body. That is the Vedic system. So anyway, we can understand that I am sometimes in this broad body, and I am sometimes in the subtle body. So I am there, either in the gross body or on the subtle body. So I am eternal. But when I work with the subtle body, I forget this gross body. And when I work with this gross body, I forget the subtle body. So either I accept the gross body or subtle body, I am eternal. I am eternal. Now, the problem is how to avoid this gross body and subtle body. That is the problem. That means when you remain in your original body, means spiritual body, and do not come to this gross or subtle body, that is your eternal life. That is what we have to achieve. This human life is a gift by the nature or by God. Now you realize that you are changing your different condition, distress and happiness, being a force to accept some kind of gross and subtle body. That is the cause of your pains and pleasure. And if you get out of this gross and subtle body, remain in your original spiritual body, then you are free from these pains and pleasures. That is called mukti. Mukti, there is a Sanskrit word. Mukti means liberation. No more gross body, no more subtle body. But remain in your own original spiritual body. This is called mukti. Mukti means, it is described in the Bhagavatam, mukti hitva annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. That is called mukti. Annatharupam. Annatharupam means means in otherwise, staying or living in otherwise. Otherwise means that I am spirit, soul. I have got spiritual body. But some or other circumstantially, on account of my desire, I get sometimes human body, sometimes dog's body, sometimes cat's body, sometimes tree's body, sometimes demigod's body. There are different 8,400,000 different forms of body. So I am changing according to my desire and according to my infection. Karanam guna sangas. According to my infection. These are the subtle things. That is the real knowledge of human being. Not to invent something for temporary happiness. That is foolishness. That is foolishness. Wasting time. If we invent something for the comforts of this present body, I shall live very comfortably, but you will not be allowed, sir, to live comfortably. First of all, you know that. Suppose a man is constructing very nice house, very strong house. It will never fall down in any circumstances. That's all right, but what you have done for yourself, that you will never die, so that you will enjoy this. Let me have a very strong built house. So house remains immovable. Strong built nation. Just like Napoleon constructed strong built arches. But where he has gone, nobody knows. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sings, Jaravidya sab mayar bhuibhav, tomar bhajane badha. The more you advance in so-called material happiness, material advancement, the more we forget our real identity. This is the result. So, we should understand that we have got a separate business, real business, that is called self-realization. That I am not this body. This is self-realization. That is being instructed by Krishna in the beginning. You are not this body. The first understanding, first knowledge is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I have got a different business. It is not that these temporary actions or activities like as a dog or as a human being or as a tiger or as a tree or as a fish, there are activities. Ahara nidra bhayavaithunancha. The same principle of bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. But in the human form of life, I have got a separate business, self-realization, to get out of this bodily entanglement. And that is called knowledge. Without this knowledge, anything we are advancing in knowledge, that is foolishness, that's all. Samayavahi kevalam means simply working uselessly and wasting time. You cannot check the nature's law. Suppose in this life, you are very big leader, prime minister and everything, that's all right. But according to your mentality, you are creating next life. So, in this life you remain a prime minister and next life you become a dog, then what is the benefit? Therefore, these atheist fools, they want to deny next life. That is very horrible for them. That is very horrible for them. If they accept next life, they know their life is very sinful. Then what life they are going to get? By the laws of nature, when they think of it, they shudder. Better deny it. Just like a rabbit, enemy is in his front, and he's going to die. But he thinks, let me close my eyes, I am out of it. This is atheistic view. They are trying to forget that there is no life. Therefore they deny there is no life. Why not? Krishna says that you had a childhood body, you had a baby. Where is that body? You have left that. You are in different body. Similarly, this body, you will change, you will get another body. And who says? Krishna says, the most superior authority. He says, I may not understand, but when he says, this is the process of our knowledge, we accept knowledge from the perfect person. I may be fool, but the knowledge received from the perfect person is perfect knowledge. This is our process. We don't try to speculate that may or may not be successful. But if you accept knowledge from the perfect authority, that knowledge is perfect. Just like we are speculating, who is my father? You can speculate, who is your father? But that speculation will not help you. You will never understand who is your father. But you go to your mother, the supreme authority, see immediately, here is your father. That's all. And you cannot know father in any other way. There is no other way. This is practical. You cannot know your father without the authoritative statement of your mother. Similarly, things which are beyond your perception, avangamanasabhuja, you cannot think of, you cannot speak of. Sometimes they say God cannot be spoken, God cannot be thought of. There is all right. But if God Himself comes before you and says, here I am, then where is the difficulty? Where is the difficulty? I am imperfect. I cannot know. That's all right. But if God Himself comes before me, so this Krishna consciousness movement is to know everything perfectly from the supreme authority, Krishna. This is the process. Tad-vijñānārtham sā-guru-meva abhigacchet. In order to understand subject matter which is beyond our perception, you have to approach such authority who can inform you. Exactly in the same way, to understand who is my father is beyond my perception, beyond my speculation. But if I accept the authoritative statement of my mother, this is perfect knowledge. So there are three kinds of processes to understand or to advance in knowledge. One is direct perception, pratyaksha. And the other is authority, and the other is Shruti. Shruti by hearing from the Supreme. So our process is Shruti. Shruti means we hear from the highest authority. That is our process. And that is very easy. Highest authority, if he is not in default, an ordinary person, they are in default. They have got imperfection. The first imperfection is the ordinary man, they commit mistake. Any great man of the world, you have seen, they commit mistake. And they are illusion. They accept something as reality, which is not reality. Just like we accept this body as reality. This is called illusion. But this is not reality. I am soul, that is reality. So this is called illusion. And then, with this illusory knowledge, imperfect knowledge, we become teacher. And there is another cheating. If you have not, they say, all these scientists and philosophers, perhaps it may be, what is your knowledge? It may be and perhaps. Why you are taking the post of a teacher? In future, we shall understand, what is this future? Will you accept a post-dated check? In future I shall discover, and therefore I am scientist. What is the scientist? And above all, our imperfectness of senses. Just like we are seeing one another, because there is light. If there is no light, then what is the power of my seeing? But these rascals do not understand that they are always defective, and still they are writing books of knowledge. What is your knowledge? We must take knowledge from the perfect person. Therefore, we are taking knowledge from Krishna, the Supreme Person, the perfect person. And he is advising that if you want to stop your pains and pleasure, then you must make some arrangement not to accept this material body. That is advising Krishna. How to avoid this material body? That has been explained. This is the second chapter. In the fourth chapter, Krishna has said that janma karma me divvam jujanati tattata takta deham punar janma naiti mameti. You simply try to understand the activities of Krishna. These activities of Krishna is there in the history, in the Mahabharata. Mahabharata means greater India or greater Bharat, Mahabharata, history. In that history, this Bhagavad Gita is also there. So he is speaking about himself. He tried to understand Krishna. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. Simply try to understand Krishna, his activities. It's not impersonal. Janma karma me divvam. Karma means activities. He has activities. Why he is taking part in this world activities? Why he comes? Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata. Abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. He has got some purpose, he has got some mission. So try to understand Krishna and his mission and his activities that is described in a historical form. So why? What is the difficulty? We read so many things, history or the activities of some leader, some politician. The same thing, same energy. You apply for understanding Krishna. What is the difficult? Krishna, therefore, he manifests himself with so many activities because you can understand Krishna's activities. And you, if you can understand Krishna's activities, then this is the last body. As soon as you give it up, you go to Krishna. Why not accept this simple method? Krishna's activities were writing in 80 books. If you read one book, that is also sufficient. Just like this book, Bhagavad Gita. If you read carefully, everything is explained there. What is Krishna? What is Krishna's activities? So you are reading so many books. Just try to understand one book, Bhagavad Gita, and you become liberated. It's so simple method. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very serious movement for the welfare of the human society. Just as you are hearing about Krishna, Krishna's instruction, the Bhagavad Gita, if you simply hear, everything will be revealed. Everything will be revealed automatically. Sevan mukhe hi jivhadu sayameva spurattada. You cannot realize God by your own effort. That is not possible. But he atasya Krishna namadi nabhaved grayam indriya. This imperfect rubbish senses, if you want to know, because it is full of cheating, full of mistake, full of illusion, imperfectness, then how you can understand the thing or the person who is beyond your perception? That is not possible. Achinta khalute baba
natastarkena jujaya. This is Vedic instruction. The things which are beyond our perfection, don't try to understand by this foolish argument and logic. Don't try to understand. Achinta khalujeva. Achinta means beyond your conception. Chinta means within your perception. And achinta means beyond your conception. Achinta khalije bhava natastarkena. You cannot understand by this rascal logic and philosophy. That is not possible. Then how it is to be understood? There are many places. Atasya Krishna namadi navavit grahyam indriyai. These blunt senses, you cannot understand Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's activities, you cannot understand. Then I have got this, this is my imposition, how can I understand Krishna? That is said, the Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivhado, when you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. Now this is also another peculiar thing. The two understand by the tongue, not by the mind. Tongue means we have got two businesses we perform with the tongue. One is tasting foodstuff and vibrating voice. So you use the tongue, vibrating Hare Krishna Mahamantra and eat Krishna Prasadam. But then you understand Krishna. You don't understand, but he repeats. And actually, that is happening. All over the world, these young boys and girls, because they are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, and because they are eating Krishna Prasadam, now they are developing their Krishna consciousness. They are not Vedantists. They are not studies, all the Vedas, or how they are understanding. If they are not understanding Krishna, how they are sticking to this life? In this life, everything is forbidden. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, everything, no material life, finished. Why they are sticking unless they are understanding Krishna? This is the proof. The more you stick to this principle, Sevan Mukhi Jivhado, engage your tongue in two business, chanting Hare Krishna and eat Krishna Prasad, your life will be perfect. Thank you very much. Any question? First of all, question on the topics we have finished. Of course, this is also parting. What is your question? Go on.
Well, you explained that there are three kinds of misery.
Three kinds
of misery. Ari-atmik,
ari-going, and ari-jeevi. So ari-atmik is a misery also of the mind. Yes.
How can I
understand? Well, in mind is sometimes not in order. That is adhyati. Suppose somebody comes to me and asks some question. I am not thinking very well. Later on I shall say, that means mind is not in order. You are hearing Bhagavad Gita, but your mind be somewhere else. So this is mind's disease. Rejecting and accepting. There is mind's disease, there is bodily disease. There is kaladhat.
Krishna says, according to you, as you said, learn to tolerate.
learn to endure, tolerate. Yes, please. And how can one be better equipped to tolerate these despairs and miseries of our human existence?
The more he understands that he is not body. The more he understands that I am not this body, then he can tolerate. Yes. And if we become disturbed by the pains and pleasure of the body, then we shall forget our real business. Our real business is to get I am not this body. But this human body is a chance. I have to get out of this body. That is my real business. So if we are disturbed by this bodily pains and pleasure very much, then I forget my real business. Therefore, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, tarorapi sahisnula. Dinadupi sunichena tarorapi sahisnula amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Dinadupi sunichena. This is like grass. Everyone is trampling over the grass. The grass does not protest. Therefore, humbler than the grass. And tolerant than the tree. In this way, we shall have to keep our position in this material world and advance in spiritual consciousness. If we become disturbed, then we cannot make progress. Suppose we are prohibiting so many things, especially in the Western world. This is very painful. But you have to tolerate. If you want to get out of this body, you have to tolerate. Actually, it is not painful. If you are in Krishna consciousness, then it is not difficult. It is very easy. It is not very easy. Any other question?
How does one develop his desire then to get out of this body?
No desire. No material desire. Simply think of how to push on this movement. That desire. And no other desire. Annavilasita sunnam. No material desire. Sunnam. Make zero all material desire. Simply desire, how shall I push on? How shall I serve Krishna? How shall I recorded this? Therefore you have given so many engagements. To divert the desire. Desire cannot be stopped. That is not possible. Those foolish persons become desireless. That is not possible. Desireless means I am dead. No. Purify desire. You have got the desire for driving motor car. Just drive motor car for preaching Krishna consciousness. You see? This is the change, the quality of the desire. Desire cannot be stopped. That is not possible. I want to eat very nice food stuff. All right. Eat. Remnants of pusa. We offer Krishna the best food. Regulative principle. Krishna should be offered the best foodstuff. And you take the remnants. Krishna is not so hungry that he is taking, but he is living also. That is Krishna's eating. Krishna says that patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. Anyone who is offering me this foodstuff made of patram, pushtam, vegetable, and food grains, and milk, and this, he never says, give me meat or egg. No, he never says. He says, patram, pushtam, phalam, tuya. This foodstuff we can prepare nicely in so many ways. And Krishna says, if somebody offers me with faith and love, I eat it. Now the question is, you see, that whatever I offer, these things are there, how Krishna has eaten. Therefore, his eating process is different. But he has eaten. Oh. That you have to learn from the Shastra. That Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. He is not hungry. Still he can eat the whole world. But still the world remains as it is. That will require some brain to understand. Krishna eats. Krishna eats and again keeps the whole thing as it is for your eating. So you are not loser. If you offer to Krishna, Krishna will eat and he will again get you the food stuff for eating. That is his fullness. That is his fullness. So therefore, you prepare very, very nice food stuff and offer to Krishna and take it. Then your desire for eating nice food sir, will be automatically fulfilled. And at the same time, you become devotee Krishna. Why don't you do this? Anyone can do, either in this temple or at home. But they will not worship Krishna. They will worship a dog. Instead of God giving dog and taking all care. This is the mentality. Then next time he becomes a dog. Because he has got good faith and love for dog, then he becomes dog. And if you have got good faith and love for Krishna, you become a body like Krishna. Unless you have got the same type of body, how you can play with Krishna, dance with Krishna? Therefore, when Krishna says, takta dihaṁ punarjanma naiti māmit, if you become a perfect devotee of Krishna, then after giving up this body, you get a body like Krishna. Sachidānanda vigraha. And live eternally, blissful, life of knowledge. That should be the aim of life. All right, chant Hare Krishna.